Hello, my name's Jack, and welcome to our weekly roundup section called This Week on Premier Skills English.
Hi there, I'm Rich. We've got lots of interesting words and phrases to help you talk about football in English.
We want you to use and practice these phrases by interacting with Premier League fans from around the world in our comments section.
If you listen to us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, you can leave your comments in the review section. We do read all the reviews and would love to hear from you.
You can find all our latest content on the Premier Skills English homepage or the Premier Skills British Council Facebook page.
Let's start with our headlines.
VAR controversies dominate World Cup.
VAR keeps hitting the headlines at the World Cup. It favoured Germany in their 3-0 win against Nigeria. The Germans' first goal was allowed to stand, despite an attacker being in an offside position. VAR then favoured England against Cameroon. Cameroon were first penalised for a back pass, then VAR overturned a disallowed goal for England, and then disallowed a goal for Cameroon that had originally been given. England went on to win 3-0.
Africa Cup of Nations kicks off in Egypt.
The biggest football tournament in Africa kicked off last weekend with a 1-0 win for the hosts, Egypt, against Zimbabwe. Premier League players have already been among the goals, with Manchester City's Riyad Mahrez getting on the score sheet for Algeria in their 2-0 win against Kenya.
Premier League strikers calm nerves at Copa America.
Manchester United's Alexis Sanchez got his second in two matches as Chile beat Ecuador. Manchester City's Sergio Aguero was on target as Argentina got their first win of the tournament against Qatar, and Chelsea's Willian got one, and Liverpool's Roberto Firmino scored another with a cheeky no-look goal in Brazil's 5-0 win against Peru.
A goal without looking at the ball. That could be embarrassing.
It would be for me. I'd probably trip over my laces and fall face first on the pitch.
It's true, you probably would. Vocabulary alert!
Vocabulary alert! In our vocabulary alert, we look at some football English that we used in the headlines.
Our six words and phrases this week are to stand, a back pass, a disallowed goal, to be among the goals, to get on the score sheet, and cheeky.
Let's start with the verb to stand. We all know that the most common meaning is to stand on our legs. But did you know that it has another meaning that we are using in football a lot more now? Now we have VAR.
If a goal stands, it means it is permitted within the rules and a goal is given. We usually see or use the phrase, the goal was allowed to stand, after there's been a discussion between the referee and assistants. Or, more commonly these days, after the referee has consulted VAR.
The next word is back pass. A back pass is when a defender passes the ball to the goalkeeper, who picks it up. This is not permitted, and an indirect free kick is awarded if the keeper picks up the ball from a back pass.
The next phrase is a disallowed goal. This is the opposite of a goal standing. A goal can be disallowed for a number of reasons.
There might be a foul, it might be offside, or the ball might have gone out of play or not crossed the goal line.
The next two phrases are similar, to be among the goals and to get on the score sheet. They both mean to score a goal.
To be among the goals often means a player has been scoring lots of goals recently, or it's often used to describe a striker who has scored after not scoring for some time. We say a player is back among the goals.
To get on the score sheet is used more generally to describe any player who scores a goal. The phrase is often used in reports after a game, rather than in a live match.
The final word is an adjective. We said Roberto Firmino scored a cheeky no-look goal.
Cheeky describes something that is possibly a little rude or lacking respect, but usually in a funny way.
It is often used to describe students who talk back to their teacher to make other students laugh.
Okay, so there are our six words and phrases. Listen to this part of the podcast again if you're not sure how to use them.
The words and phrases are to stand, a back pass, a disallowed goal, to be among the goals, to get on the score sheet, and cheeky. Right. Every week, we give out three Match Week awards.
The awards are Player of the Week, Team of the Week, and Goal of the Week.
In the comments section, you need to tell us if you agree with our choices.
Let's start with Player of the Week. We're going to go with Manchester United's Alexis Sanchez. He didn't have a great season in Manchester, but he's playing well for Chile as his country goes for a third Copa America trophy in a row.
The next award is for Team of the Week. The Netherlands, England, Germany, the USA and France all topped their group at the World Cup with maximum points.
We're going to give the Team of the Week to France, as they are already through to the quarterfinals after a hard-fought win against Brazil.
Finally, our Goal of the Week, and we're going to go back to the Copa America for this one.
Our Goal of the Week goes to Roberto Firmino's cheeky no-look goal for Brazil against Peru. How can he do that in an international tournament? I have no idea. Every week, Rich predicts the result of one big match. The Premier League season is over, but there's still plenty of football.
The Women's World Cup continues, as does the Copa America in Brazil and the Africa Cup of Nations in Egypt.
One of the most anticipated group matches at the Africa Cup of Nations is in Group D, when Morocco take on Ivory Coast. This match is on Friday. Who do you think will win, Rich?
I have to say, I'm not totally sure. Morocco got a very fortunate win in their first match against Namibia. An 89th minute own goal gave them a 1-0 win. However, they have some great players such as Ziyech at Ajax and Hakimi at Real Madrid. Ivory Coast also have some big names like Crystal Palace's Wilfried Zaha and Tottenham's Serge Aurier. Two teams qualify from each group, and I expect to see both teams in the next round. So I'm going for a draw in this one. Final score, Morocco 1, Ivory Coast 1.
If you know more about the teams at the Africa Cup of Nations, Copa America, or Women's World Cup, join the discussion on the Premier Skills English website and let us know your opinions.
If you listen to us on Apple Podcasts, don't forget to leave us a review. We'd love to hear from you.
Bye for now and enjoy your football.